Welcome to Sci-Fi Music with Red, Blue, Black, Silver, recorded in Joshua Tree, California, your weekly exploration of the music in science fiction films, television, radio, podcasts, and other media too. The show is a mixture of the past, present, and future of science fiction music, featuring segments on history, analysis, and sometimes instructions on how to make your own. Thank you for joining me every Sunday night for a journey into the galaxy of science fiction music. In the third installment of the Space Album series, we will discuss the science fiction-themed funk masterpieces Mothership Connection and The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein by Parliament. We'll also quickly cover the four follow-up albums that continue the intergalactic concept and characters from these two albums. Along with its sister band Funkadelic, Parliament was commercially successful, danceable, and innovative, all while providing important social commentary. While Funkadelic songs tended to be more overtly political, the Afro-futuristic world that Parliament built in the 1970s is not to be downplayed in its importance. We will cover this topic in more detail in the Afrofuturism series planned for September, with an entire episode devoted to the impact of Parliament's brand of Afrofuturism on the civil rights movement. By the way, my name is Funk. I am not of your world. Parliament and Funkadelic, sometimes known as P-Funk, share players, themes, and even a similar timeline. Both bands released their solo albums in 1970, hit their commercial peak around the same time in the mid to late 70s, and continue to be influential to this day. Funkadelic started out with more overt cosmic themes, but by the mid-1970s, Parliament was the more space-oriented of the two. Maintaining the two distinct bands allowed for a serious psychedelic approach in Funkadelic, with Parliament having a fun dance style. The leader of P-Funk is George Clinton, who serves as a producer, songwriter, band leader, and vocalist to this day, including an album of original material that was released earlier this year. Clinton's science fiction influences included The Outer Limits, the anthology series that aired on ABC from 1963 to 1965. Even though he is regarded as the main creative voice behind Parliament's space narrative, he wasn't alone. Pedro Bell, the artist who designed the liners on many releases by Parliament and Funkadelic, also wrote the liner notes, which had fully realized science fiction narratives. The stories Bell wrote weren't just creative in their content, they also featured new words, giving the essays a unique style while adding depth to the mythology and the lyrics. A central concept in the Parliament science fiction-themed albums is the Mothership. The Mothership, piloted by the divine alien Starchild, comes to Earth to deliver the funk, the force of the universe behind all energy and life. The funk is a way to cure mankind's ills. Starchild works for Dr. Funkenstein, the master of intergalactic funk, who seeks to redeem mankind through funk. Even though the secrets of the funk were trapped in the Egyptian pyramids, only modern man was ready for it to be unleashed. Cernos, devoid of funk, is Starchild's enemy because his placebo syndrome repels funk, causing severe unfunkiness. We'll be right back. Parliament's lavish stage shows were and continue to be excellent vehicles for their science fiction mythology. The mothership, represented by a large prop spaceship that lands on stage, is so important to American culture that it was made a permanent exhibit in the Smithsonian Museum in 2011. Parliament dressed in space-themed costumes and Clinton stage banter reinforced the science fiction themes in the stage show.
Dr. Funkenstein here, the disco theme with the monster sounds, the cool with the bump transplant. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone. Oh, I get so hung up on bone. Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips. Sing!
We love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best. Take my mind and give it a mind to
funk. Baby, do the throwdown.
Parliament really started to sound like Parliament with the addition of keyboardist and synthesizer genius Bernie Worrell and bass legend Bootsy Collins. Both added creativity beyond their playing as they were influential songwriters with their own solo bands. Sadly, Bernie Worrell has departed this planet, but Bootsy is still the great live performer he always was.
In other words, I can tell.
Mothership Connection was recorded and released in 1975 and was the first Parliament album to introduce the concept of the mothership, as well as Starchild, who serves as narrator for the album. Beyond its platinum record success, it was considered such an influential album that it was added to the National Recording Registry, the definitive collection of American music maintained by the Library of Congress, in 2011.
Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot.
Although his narrative is not fully explained until the subsequent album, Starchild, debuting in Mothership Connection, is the first figure we meet in Parliament's space mythology. Starchild is a benign figure who invites funky earthlings onto the mothership for journeys to Easter Island and the Bermuda Triangle, locations familiar to those with knowledge of ancient alien theory.
Mothership Connection, home of the P-Funk, the bomb.
The 1976 follow-up to Mothership Connection, The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein, further fleshes out the story, introducing listeners to Dr. Funkenstein. Clones designed by Dr. Funkenstein, called Children of Production, were tasked with helping humanity stay together
in the days of the Funkopus. The concept of specially designed Afro-knots capable of funkatizing galaxies was first laid on man-child, but was later repossessed and placed among the secrets of the pyramids, until a more positive attitude towards this most sacred phenomenon, clone funk, could be acquired. There in these terrestrial projects, it would wait along with its co-inhabitants of kings and pharaohs, like sleeping beauties, for the kiss that would release them to multiply in the image of the chosen one, Dr. Funkenstein. And funk is its own reward. May I frighten you?
The next album, released by Parliament in 1977, was Funkin' Telecky versus the Placebo Syndrome.
Saying you might as well pay attention, you can't afford free speech. Mood control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the pleasure principle.
Oh, but we'll be pecking lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Cause it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A huckabuck! And lo and behold, someone's funking with mood control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram.
Now since they took ever cure your ear.
Peck me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
Will you take every kind of beer?
Funk the non-profit organization.
I am Sir Nosed. Devoid of funk, I have always been devoid of funk. I shall continue to be devoid of funk. Star Child, you have only won a battle. I am the subliminal seducer. I will never dance.
Because every story needs an enemy, this album introduces the listener to Starchild's nemesis, Sir Nose Devoid of Funk. His placebo syndrome puts mankind into the zone of zero funkativity. Only Starchild, armed with his bop gun, can free humanity from the state of unfunkiness.
Better luck next time.
I can dig it. This is the Star Child. On another day, chasing the noses away. Protector of the pleasure principle.
Motor Booty Affair, released in 1978, continues the story of Sir Nose Devoid of Funk and his sidekick Rump of Steel Skin. When they encounter the underwater people of Atlantis, they are initially too cool to dance or swim, but they are eventually convinced to dance the aquabit.
Never learn to swim.
1979's Glory Holla Stupid allows Sir Nose to get the better of Starchild by turning him into a mule and taunting him.
Quarks, gluons, red giants, white dwarfs, Big Bang. There are 8 billion tails in the naked universe. This is just one of them, but they all have black holes.
A created nuisance, with the recognition of stupidity as a positive force, in a world overburdened with logic, into perpetual doom loop, for the one protects babies and other fools. A created nuisance. A created nuisance.
A positive nuisance.
In the song Big Bang Theory, all is revealed and Sir Nose is defeated by the original cosmic source of the funk. Released later in 1979, Trombapitulation is the last appearance of Sir Nose, who was joined by his son, Sir Nose Jr.
Yeah.
the nose be nosy.
Drum manipulation. Let your body do the talking. Let your fingers do the walking.
But for heaven's sake, let the wind do the blowing. Oh,
oh. Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah, da, 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 da.
Cernos researches his ancestry to find that he doesn't have to be unfunky. When he finds out he is a descendant of the Cro-Nasal sapiens, who were among the funkiest, Sir Nose adopts his new funky persona. Across these six albums, Parliament creates and expands a unique science fiction mythology that reflects society's ills as well as provides a narrative describing their cure. While there are deeper connections to societal change in the 1970s that we will discuss separately later this year in the Afrofuturism series, this introduction to the science fiction narratives and Parliament's music will give listeners essential background. Although Parliament was influential to bands of many genres in the 1980s, it wasn't until the early to mid-1990s that they became household names again. Heavily influenced by P-Funk, hip-hop artists like Dr. Dre and Warren G developed a style known as G-Funk, which dominated the dance floors and record stores of the 1990s. George Clinton, along with 15 other members of P-Funk, was introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997, immortalizing the unique style of funky dance music. Thank you for listening to another episode of Sci-Fi Music with Red, Blue, Black, Silver. Local listeners have two opportunities to see me play live in July in Joshua Tree at Space Cowboy Books. On July 1st at 6 p.m., I will be appearing with M.T. Evans as one half of Modal Poets, and I will also be performing some solo music. Also, on July 14th at 8 p.m., I will be providing the live score to Alita, Queen of Mars, the silent Soviet science fiction film. Until next week, keep reading, watching, and listening to science fiction.